Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Friday. Oh my gosh. 5 o'clock's going to be here before you know it, you guys. So yeah, we are in hour number three, go home time looming. And I'm going to go to another dipper here. By the way, text lines are open. Text us all your thoughts. 833-687-444. Tell you what, don't text us all your thoughts. Text us your thoughts relevant to what we're talking about. How about that? I'll wind up with things I can't even read on the air. That'd be awful. But yeah, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. So there's this phrase that I never thought of before, but it is so prescient. It is so timely. It is so relevant. It is malicious compliance. Malicious compliance. Pray tell, what would that be? I saw an example this morning. Someone said, here's an example of, by the way, there's actually a website, or like a chat room, when I was researching that, because sometimes I go into the day and I have to find the news stories and see what's trending and find out the stories that I think you guys are going to want to hear. Other times I know where I'm headed, or I see one and I try to build off of it. In this particular case, I knew I was going to do something on malicious compliance. So in my search, I stumbled across the fact that there's actually a chat room. Those are dangerous. There's actually a chat room that is designed for people that want to know different ways they can maliciously comply with their boss's directions. Like, you got nothing better to do than go, hey man, my boss said this. What would you do? How can I maliciously comply with this? Talk about a bunch of chuckleheads. First of all, you just don't want people working for you that actually go to chat rooms where they learn how to maliciously comply. Can I just throw that out there? Like, maybe it'd be a good idea for some HR directors to start surfing the malicious compliance chat room to see who's in there. That being said, one of the examples that I saw being touted as, this is a great way to do it, and it pointed out, it said it was probably somebody in the E4 mafia in the Army, you know, all the specialists who know better than the sergeants, and they want to make sure that they help them understand that, was that it said something like, my senior NCO said, don't leave your duty station without telling me where you are. So every time I get up from the desk to go to the restroom or to get more coffee or to borrow a pen from the next cubicle or whatever, I send him an email and tell him exactly what I'm doing and where I'm walking, even if it's three steps away. That is called malicious compliance. And by the way, sooner or later, senior NCO is going to come down the hall to your cubicle, jack you up, put you in the front lane and rest, and remind you of the subtleties of nuance. And yeah, that's going to go very well. That being said, malicious compliance can also be damaging. And we're seeing it right now. And some of what we're seeing, about to go through, it's either A, mistake that's then being corrected, or B, it's just pure malicious compliance. Sometimes it's a mistake that becomes malicious compliance because somebody grabs it and makes something out of it. Here's what sparked this for me. I don't know if you saw this. In fact, let me pull my stack over here. I don't know if you saw this or not, but I've got a piece here, and I think I pulled this one from Hot Air. Yes, I did. Hotair.com ran a piece, and they called it The Perfect Leftist Hoax. I saw this. How many of y'all were on social media and you began seeing pictures of General Colin Powell's military image? Like Colin Powell, hadn't seen him in years. Colin Powell, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, decorated Army general, became the Secretary of State for the Bush administration. Colin Powell, why are we seeing his image? Is he still alive? What's the deal? No, he's not alive. But we have a malicious compliance issue. Because you see, what happened is this. Secretary of Defense Hegseth takes office, gave his orders that all of the racist slicing and dicing of the United States military be done away with. DEI is no longer who we are. And he ordered immediately that across the DOD, that all military structure, all military websites, all military honors, all military naming conventions, all military everything that deals with DEI be corrected. And so a while ago, you heard JP talking about the Jackie Robinson situation where all of a sudden Jackie Robinson's, you know, name comes down and he's done away with Jackie Robinson. No, they haven't. No, they haven't. Part of what's happening is they're using AI, is my understanding. They're using AI to search out key phrases. And they're searching out black, gay, LGBTQ. They're searching out buzzwords that tell them that something could have been put up. And then once they're taken down, if it was inappropriate, they put them right back up or they reclassify them in a different way. Like, for instance, Jackie Robinson was a great baseball player, JP pointed out. He was an outstanding athlete. He was somebody who also was decorated in the military. He was a great guy. He was a classic American. How about this? Rather than have a, he was the first black American to, how about we just say, he was a great American who did? Well, that's what happened with Colin Powell. So the story goes that at Arlington National Cemetery, apparently under the DEI world of the Biden administration, much of the gravesite registration had been classified by race. Go figure. Did you want to find a black general? Here's the list of all the black generals. Did you want to find the burial site for the Black Medal of Honor winner? Here's the Black Medal of Honor winner. Did you want to find the first Asian American, Latin, bipolar, handicapped, transgender in the grave sites? Here's the list. It's probably a very short list, but nonetheless. So what happened was this. The reclassifications took place, and suddenly people weren't seeing the black burial list anymore. What? Where'd it go? Do you mean they did away with Colin Powell? What do you think they did? Dig him up and bury him somewhere else? No. Jack wagons. What happened was they put out a directive that we will now make a list of people who have notable achievements, like, for instance, Medal of Honor recipients, like, for instance, soldiers who did great things once they left their military career, like Colin Powell, who was the Secretary of State. And others the general public might want to find based upon what they did, not who they were. And among those who was moved was Colin Powell, because they got rid of the demographic list and they moved him into the notable achievements list. And Democrats went wild. Democrats, according to hotair.com, and I saw it, they began trying to spread the whole narrative that all non-white soldiers are scrubbed off the list of gravesites you can visit. No. It's Trump's a bunch of white supremacists in his administration. No. Come on. People, really? Let me ask you this. JP, let me ask you, I'm just getting beyond this. Do you think they really believe that Trump is so cavalier and racist is that he would scrub all blacks off the list at Arlington Cemetery? Do they really believe that?
I think some of them do, but I think a lot of them don't know that. Or, excuse me, they don't actually believe that. I think they're just running with their narrative.
They're just running with the narrative.
But I think there is a radical part of that, you know, the far left that actually does think that. Yes, I do.
Ooh, well, this one ran for a day or three. And then, you know, immediately people began to say, wait, stop it. Stop it. Jack wagons, stop it. But it's not just there. So I got a piece here from Christina Wong, who is a social media influencer who put out a piece that said, here's the ones that we've seen. And by the way, she was calling it out in the right way. She was saying, here's the ones that got caught up in this. The Pentagon is republishing the following content online. In other words, there's websites that may have been taken down or modified. The Tuskegee Airmen, because it was filled with phrases that talked about them being the first black pilots. It was restored immediately. In fact, that was partly because of our Alabama U.S. Senator Katie Britt, who called Pete Hegseth personally and said, would you please make sure this is corrected immediately? And they did, like immediately. How about the Enola Gay? Well, that's because it had the word gay in it. That's the plane that dropped the atom bomb twice in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Navajo Code Talkers. The Navajo Code Talkers. That's a very cool thing where Navajo Native American soldiers in World War II have a language the Japanese could not crack, and they spoke their native tongue as a code to be able to pass on confidential or classified information or coordinates of units in the Pacific, and the Japanese didn't know what to do with it. They were heroes. But because it had all kinds of stuff in there about being the first Native Americans and being celebrated for demographics alone, that had to get revised. And then we had things like history-making female fighter pilots, the Jackie Robinson scenario, black Medal of Honor winners because they're being singled out because they're black and not just because they were heroes. Press Secretary John Aulet said, Secretary Hegseth has said that DEI is dead. Therefore, discriminatory equity ideology is a form of woke cultural Marxism. It has no place in our military. They also went on to say, in the rare cases that content is removed deliberately or by mistake, that is clearly outside the scope of the directive, we instruct the components and they correct the content accordingly. There you go. It's pretty clear that what we have is a desperate attempt by the left to just run with the usual racist tropes. That's what they're doing. Because in the absence of, you know, there's an old saying in the law. As an attorney, in the absence of the law being in your favor, you argue the facts. If the facts are in your favor, then you don't argue the law. But if nothing's in your favor, you just bang your hand on the podium and do the best you can. And that's where Democrats are right now. The left is literally banging their hands on the podium and screaming racism because they got nothing else.
The story should just end at them like putting back up the stuff they accidentally took down. Like, yeah. Them putting back up the Jackie Robinson, the Tuskegee Airmen. Obviously, that means it wasn't on purpose, but they don't, I mean, like you said, they don't have anything, so they gotta go with their narrative on anything they can get.
Why let facts get in the way?
Yeah, exactly.
Facts get in the way of a good story, man. Mm. Like, for instance, that thing about Katie Britt with the Tuskegee Airmen. 1819 News ran that story, and Katie Britt herself even pointed out, if you look back to President Trump's first term, and I remember this, he celebrated and honored the Tuskegee Airmen by promoting legendary aviator Charles McGee to brigadier general. In other words, he brought him out of retirement and promoted him to brigadier general as one of the Tuskegee Airmen. And he did so because he was honoring his work as well as their work. Is it likely now that he's going to do away with their history altogether? No. No. Malicious compliance. We got more examples. We'll take a break right now. We'll come right back. And yeah, listen. These are jack wagons. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, so I've got multiple articles here, but they kind of all say the same sort of stuff. But the reality is this. I can sum every one of them up. I saw a thing. I didn't know what the thing was. So I got mad and I yelled about the thing. And then somebody told me the thing wasn't real, but I liked the mad. So I kept going. That's malicious compliance right now. Or this, how about this one? I saw a thing. I didn't like what I was told to do. So I made sure that I complied, but I complied in a way that I knew was really going to stick it to them. That's malicious compliance. And that is such jackassery. Oh, we haven't had to say that word in a long time. Can you just... Thank you. I just realized. I don't know that I've had to say jackassery since November.
And, of course, it's in regards to something that the left is doing in response to Trump's winning.
Well, that's
winning.
Typically where jackassery resides.
Typically.
Typically.
99.99%.
I did see a little jackassery coming out of Montgomery today with Republicans attached to it, but we'll cover that on Monday. Yeah. Okay. So listen, I got a few text messages. Let me clean some of those up real quick before we go to the break. I've got a brand new texter who didn't tell us where they're from, but you got to tell us who you are and where you're from. 256 area code says, instead of morning in America under Trump, it was midnight mayhem madness under Biden. Well, that is a good point. David from Decatur says, about me mistakenly saying not the loveliest village on the plains, but the prettiest little town village on the plains. He says, the phrase is from a poem called The Deserted Village by Oliver Goldsmith. I'm just saying you're going to use a nickname for a city. You might as well use the correct one. Use the phrase all the time during sporting events. Thank you, David. Thank you very much for your time. John from Huntsville. JP, did you see my championship pick? Duke absolutely demolished St. Mary's.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I didn't watch it, but I saw the final score, yeah.
93-49.
Sounds about right.
That is pretty much a demolish. I feel certain you picked the same one.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Gary MS from Huntsville was curious about what a jackwagon is and then went and looked it up. Thank you, Gary MS. Appreciate you. Shagnasty the Atheist checking in. What's Shagnasty got? Shagnasty the Atheist says, the entire significance of the Tuskegee Airmen is that they rose to excellence despite the racist society around them. You can't talk about the Tuskegee Airmen without talking about race. It's madness. That's why they were put back in, Shagnasty. That's why they were put. They were great pilots. They did heroic things. They were also, oh, by the way, true overcomers, and their history is being taught now at the Air Force Academy, despite the fact that some leftists thought, we'll stick it to Trump, we'll take down the Tuskegee Airmen. Nope, got it fixed, and now they're being taught again. So, shag nasty, you're just speaking the obvious.
Also, I don't agree with their entire significance is that they were black. I think that's a big part of it, but also they were phenomenal airmen.
They were.
Like, you know, it's not just because they were black airmen. They were phenomenal airmen.
They had one of the greatest bomber escort records in the entire war of any squadron.
Yeah.
Any.
So although I agree that a big chunk is, you know, how they were able to rise despite, you know, whatever racist circumstances, that's not their entire significance, is that their skin color.
That's right. And I think each of those men would tell you the same thing. They did what they did because of what needed to be done. They overcame the prejudices of their day, but they just wanted to be treated as equals, and that's the point. And so why should we keep always celebrating their differences when the truth is they rose to the level of being equals or beyond equals, really, in many ways.
The first thing you mentioned with them is not their skin color. It should be great airmen who were just happened to be black, I think.
I'll take it. All right, listen, there's going to be more of this. You watch, because as we continue to clean up the mess left behind by the Biden administration, and the DEI folks don't like to give up easily, this is going to be a slugfest. It's going to be one step after the other. There's going to be, and you're seeing it already. You're seeing things like malicious compliances. Hey, get rid of that DEI office at your university. And so what do? They change the name and then keep all the stuff. Oh, how's that work? How about, DEI is going to go, and therefore you can't have transgenders in sports. So they do what? Do away with sports. I mean, you're going to see this kind of stuff. It's going to happen on a regular basis. It's going to be stop spending money on these contracts that waste our dollars on celebrating what you call intersectionalities. And they're going to say, okay, then we'll just advance the cause by claiming it under a different name and use the money for the same stuff anyway. It's happening right now. It's going to keep happening. You watch out for the malicious compliance. All right, coming back, we're going to switch gears because, by golly, I've been wanting to talk about swatting all week, and we're going to do it next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.